Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Santana bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. Please check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And you got 5 seconds, you got 3 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun, including topics that I've covered on independent banks with our good friend Mike Menzies, a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, and the things that I've talked to you about independent banks. We're continuing that topic this half hour with our new friend Camden Fine, the president and CEO of the Independent Community Bankers of America. Cam, thanks again for hanging out with us. My audience has heard me for 14 and a half years, Cam. My audience has heard me say that every small business owner must have at least one of their banking relationships with an independent community bank. Now, I've encouraged everyone to have more than one bank relationship. I think everybody should have two bank relationships. But one of them must be an independent community bank for your future survival. And Cam, in 2008, that long-time recommendation became a prophecy when the big banks basically locked their doors and locked out small business owners, didn't they?
Yes, yeah. There was quite a dramatic collapse, the worst financial meltdown since the Great Depression. And statistically, you can look at the public data, and during the heart of the crisis, the only part of the financial services sector that was still chugging along were the small community banks serving small towns and cities and rural areas of America, and they just kept chugging along, making their loans.
And Cam,
like
during that time, and I'm talking about 2008, 2009, 2010, during that whole time, as I was interviewing people who had horror stories about their relationship with the big banks who locked them out and basically pulled their loans, I was doing business with my bank as if nothing had ever happened. I was interviewing independent community bankers on my show, and they were telling my audience, what are you talking about? We're ready to loan money to small business owners. We're ready to go. Bring them in.
Yes, that's exactly right. Just to give you a statistic, 60% of all small business loans are provided by community banks,
yeah,
and 75% of all commercial bank agricultural loans are provided by community banks.
Yeah, farmers. I don't know where farmers would be without independent community banks. I know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Talk to us about some of the regulatory pressures that are coming to bear on independent community banks as a result, primarily, I guess, of the Dodd-Frank law. I'm worried about small banks' ability to continue to maintain this relationship because of regulatory pressure brought on them, which was not of their making. I mean, it was the big banks who created the problem. Small banks and therefore small businesses are now paying for this.
Right. In a sense, the small banks are paying for the sins of the big banks.
Right.
Believe me, here at ICBA, we are extremely worried about this situation. You know, we represent over 7,000 community banks in this nation.
Yep.
We're the only nation on earth that has a community banking system. And coincidentally, we have the greatest economy on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that is a coincidence.
It's not a coincidence.
I think it's because of our community bank system and our small business entrepreneurial culture.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem that we are facing is that because of the sins of the mega banks, a whole new set of regulations have been passed that are, in effect, threatening to hamstring community bankers and their ability to serve their local customers and small businesses in the commercial lending area, in the mortgage area, in our ability to be flexible with consumers and small businesses that might have some financial stress.
Mm-hmm.
That's been our stock in trade, is being flexible. And these new regulations threaten to take that flexibility away from us. And of course,
give us an example. Give us an example of what that might look like in a meeting with an independent banker.
Okay, for example, if you're a small business person and you've been hit by something that has caused you some financial stress, you go into your banker because that banker, that local banker, has a loan with you. When I was doing my banking, when I owned my bank, I would sit down with that business person and we would figure out a plan for solving their problem,
like,
and getting
partner
through that problem. And I had the flexibility to work with that local person.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the regulations, believe it or not, would almost prevent me from doing that. In other words, the regulations today, the examiners would come into my bank and say, no, you've just got to shut that down. And I would push back and say, no, I know this person. I've known his family for years.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to do that. We're going to try to help this borrower. And then they're going to sanction the bank.
Can this be reversed? Is it possible in this next election, could the table be set to the point where we could reverse this kind of oppression on independent banks? Can this be turned around, Cam?
I think there is a chance.
We've got to make that happen.
Well, absolutely, and we've been advocating that, and we have friends. The small business associations help us every day,
mm-hmm,
in making our case to Congress, and there are policymakers that are listening to us. We just need more of them to listen to
right
us.
Right. Yeah, folks, this is a huge part of this next election, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a small business
regulatory
owner,
burden.
If you're when you've heard me say I want you to be a single issue voter this year, and vote, but the issue I want you to vote for is your small business. This is one of the elements of that recommendation that I'm giving you to be a single issue voter. ICBA.org is the website. Quick break. Cam Fine and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.